A lot of outrage this week after United Airlines said it will soon begin charging for use of its overhead bins. The change comes along with the company's new pricing tier, which will offer a new option called Basic Economy. They say that option could save you money, with the one drawback that you'll have to pay an extra $25 for those bags that are a little too big to fit underneath the seat in front of you. Seth Kaplan is managing partner for Airline Weekly. He joins us now. Hi, Seth.
Hey, Jeremy. Always a pleasure.
Great to have you, although under these circumstances, I don't know. But what more do we know about these changes?
Well, look, this is the trend. Unbundling, segmentation, different words basically to describe just the idea that airlines are no longer an all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, people who use more increasingly are paying more, and that includes, yeah, in some cases, even overhead bin space.
How in the world are they going to enforce that? Because some bags, you know, you put in, so are they going to lock the overhead bin so you can't get into them unless you've been authorized?
Probably not. You know, the ultra low cost carriers, as they're called, I'm talking about airlines like Spirit, Allegiant, Frontier, already do this and have been doing this for years. And yeah, basically, they tell you about the rules. And if somebody sees somebody who, you know, it's indicated on their boarding card what kind of fare they have, you know, isn't entitled to it, and they might have to pay even extra, even more at the gate than they would have paid had they booked it in advance. And that, by the way, is why United is doing this. You know, they recognize that there's a big percentage of the population that cares about price more than anything else. And, you know, even as in some ways they've actually restored service in economy, giving free snacks and stuff like that again. On the other hand, they're saying, hey, this is a way for people who care about price more than anything else to be able to go visit grandma as inexpensively as possible if they're willing to do without certain things like a seat assignment in advance and, yeah, like being able to use the overhead bin.
And is that for real, that the prices will actually be less, or is this now just going to be the basic fare and you have to pay extra?
No, I mean, you know, look, there's still going to be the standard fare that includes the overhead bin and the seat
right.
assignment, most prominently the ability to change when you fly for a fee, whereas these basic fares, you can't change it at all. I mean, it's completely non-refundable. And yeah, you know, when you add it all up, look, airlines are doing this, of course, as a way to make more money in the end, right? You know, the average person ends up paying more, but the people who pay the less, pay the least, rather, do pay less with these kinds of fares than would otherwise be the case. So it goes back to what I said a minute ago, you know, the all-you-can-eat buffet, right? A good deal if you're a big eater, not a good deal if you eat like a bird. That's kind of what's happened here. You know, Southwest Airlines, very bundled, you know, bags fly free, right? But bags don't really fly free. They're included. But if you're going to check two bags, you're probably going to spend less flying Southwest. A very light packer will do a bit better with these fares or flying an airline like Spirit, one of those, than they would with a more bundled fare or on a more bundled airline.
And just a few seconds left, but do you think that American and Delta, the other big legacy carriers, are going to do the same thing United's doing?
Delta already has a basic economy fare of its own, but that offering did not exclude the overhead bin. So for Delta, it's a matter of seeing if now they match United with that specific rule.
Right.
American has already indicated that they too are going to have some kind of basic economy offering, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's very much like United's.
That's Seth Kaplan, managing partner with Airline Weekly. You can send your complaints to hereandnow.org. Seth, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.